Mark, Michael. It's been a while, and it's been lovely to catch up with you at this expo. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. I was only here for one day, and it's getting towards the end of the day, and I'm tired, so it means I had a lot of fun.
And haven't we all? First question, as always, is how did you get here, and what do you make?
Ooh, how did I get here? Well, I've been an academic at UTS since 2016, formally, as a lecturer and now a senior lecturer. My research has been in robotics, and I've kind of gravitated towards this idea of robots that work with humans. That started off as exoskeleton research back in my PhD, and now it's the area of collaborative robots, or cobots, as we call them.
Indeed. So let's hear a little more about cobots. You're a humble dude, and I know you wouldn't advertise this, but you were voted one of Australia's most innovative engineers, and that's how I know you, and that was for your work on collaborative robots for blasting applications.
Yes.
Tell us first of all about that work and what it says about how collaborative robots can augment rather than replace human skills.
Yeah, so that project came about it was motivated initially by an industrial process called abrasive blasting, a process that is essential in many industries, but it's not actually a very nice task to do. It's very physically intensive, very, very dirty, dangerous task. So kind of perfect to try and leverage robotics to remove that element from the human, from a human having to do it. We, UTS, worked with a partner called Burwell Technologies to develop a autonomous robot system for abrasive blasting, so completely removing the human away from that environment. And there was quite a bit of success around that. In fact, that's turned into a company, and that's now a product which is being sold, so that's fantastic.
Awesome.
But during that development, that's actually not a very easy thing to achieve, a fully autonomous solution. So the idea came up, well, what if rather than having a completely autonomous robot that could do this abrasive blasting, what if we have a system that works collaboratively with a human? And the idea is that we combine the best of both. So what's great about robots is that they don't get tired, they don't get fatigued, and if there is an accident, if a robot gets damaged, you know, that's okay, you can replace a robot easily. Whereas a human, if they get injured or very, very hurt, then that's obviously not acceptable. But what humans are great at is the ability to perceive the world, to make decisions, and if we're talking about tasks which are highly skilled, like abrasive blasting, or you can think of other tasks like welding, for example. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time for workers to get trained and to become good at this sort of job. So by combining the two, we get the best of both worlds. And that's where this idea of using a cobot as a kind of assistive technology that would take the physical burden away from a human worker and just allow them to apply their skill without having to, you know, any risk of injury or fatigue.
And that leads us quite nicely into your current position at the Cobot Centre. Tell me about what you do there, what it does, and anything else that's worth mentioning.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a member of the Australian Cobotics Centre. So this is a relatively new centre funded by the federal government, and it's a collaboration with QUT up at Brisbane, UTS in Sydney, and Swinburne in Melbourne. And we're looking to basically promote the adoption of cobots in manufacturing and other industries in Australia. And that's because we see cobots as a really exciting technology that has the real potential to change the manufacturing landscape here and is really suited to Australia's sort of type of manufacturing.
Right. I'd like to hear more about Australia's type of manufacturing and its environment and its current adoption of cobots. What do you see when you're out there talking to members of your robotics centre and visiting factories and visiting this expo perhaps? Tell me what you're noticing.
Well, Australia generally doesn't have a high rate of adoption of automation compared to the rest of the world. In fact, on many lists of the highest adopters of robotics, we're not even on the list. so very low in terms of the adoption of robotics, and even lower in terms of cobots. And I think a big factor in that is if you look at the type of manufacturing Australia does, it's less like large production runs. We're not making billions of a particular product. Instead, what Australia largely does is more bespoke, smaller batches of maybe higher value products rather than mass manufacture. And in that kind of manufacturing setup, it doesn't make sense to spend a huge amount of money on a production line that's going to change every 6 months. It's just not very effective in terms of return on that investment. However, that's where cobots, I think, are a really exciting technology and can change this, because cobots, due to their intrinsic levels of safety, can mean that they can be made much more agile. They can be set up in a smaller area, smaller footprint. They don't necessarily need all of the other physical cages and safety devices that are usually associated with industrial robots. So that can mean that they're a much more agile technology and are reasonable to be set up for doing a certain production for 3 months and then reset up somewhere else for 2 months and moved around a factory floor. So that actually is much more tailored towards an Australian style of manufacturing.
Expo, and you're showing some of your students around. Tell me about the micro-credential course and why people are taking it and what they learn.
We've recognised that not just UTS or the Australian Cobotics Centres, but the government as well has recognised that this is a technology for the future and it's something that we should invest in. And we're quite fortunate that the Western Parkland City Authority out at Western Sydney, they through their NETM initiative, they were funding the development of several micro-credentials that helping to promote the adoption of technology by businesses out in Western Sydney. And one of those included cobots. So we were fortunate enough to have been working with them. We've developed a new micro-credential, and we're 2 weeks into that just now, and so far it's been great.
Wonderful to hear it.
Yeah, it lined up really well with this Modern Manufacturing Expo, so we invited some of the students down today and we had fun walking the floor.
Fantastic. Is there anything you'd like to say about you only have 40 hours in this course, it's quite intense, but presumably people learn quite a bunch that they can take and apply in their businesses. What do they get a sense of? What are the foci of these courses and what do they take home?
It was actually a little challenging, to be honest, about how do we scope this micro-credential, because the background of students or participants in the course could be quite varied. So there might be those who have some robotics experience but just no collaborative robots, or there could be participants that have no automation experience at all and just want to learn a bit more about cobots and that sort of technology. So the course has been designed that we start off pretty simple. We talk actually what is a robot to begin with, and even the word collaborative robot is a bit of a loaded term. Like you ask people what is a cobot and it can mean different things to different people. So we walk our way through that, getting an understanding more and more about what cobots are, the kind of applications that they're well suited for. And then we take a serious look at the safety and ethical concerns around cobots, which I think is really important. It's something which is often kind of put on the back seat sometimes. And so that's vital. And we finish the micro-credential then with hands-on experience with the cobots in the lab. So that's something I'm excited about, and I think the students are very excited about as well, coming into the UTS labs and getting hands-on.
The last question is, why is it important that Australia have and develop and foster a strong manufacturing ecosystem? What's your point of view on this?
Oh, that's a big question. I would say it's important. I mean, obviously, COVID has really exposed some of the weaknesses in our supply chains, and I think that's a huge motivation to bring a lot more manufacturing back on shore. But obviously that's not without its challenges. So high salaries in Australia, the kind of work that Australians want to have, that poses challenges for bringing a lot of that manufacturing back. And that's where, again, I think cobots can be a really nice technology to facilitate that.
Well, Mark, it's been fun having you on the podcast. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Brent. Pleasure.